SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I guess it's the most important protection that we have now. We can't modify community transmission, and I don't think it's necessary to. So we really do have to focus on the vulnerable groups. The elderly are at the highest risk, and Atagi's guidance is pretty clear that people over 75 should be getting a vaccine. So it's very concerning that there's not enough, there's not high enough coverage.
So do policymakers need to be doing a much better job to encourage people to get vaccinated? That's certainly the view of the coalition's health spokesman.
Yeah, I think there's certainly room to improve things and to get higher coverage in these groups. It is a little bit confusing at the moment because we've got this new vaccine coming out on the 11th of December, so some people will be waiting for that, but that's not an excuse for not having high enough coverage at the moment. And I think, yeah, the coverage of 27% in people aged 75 and above is much lower than we need going into this wave.
I guess when it comes to whether Australia has dropped the ball from a public health perspective or not, it would help if we knew what was going on in other countries. How do we compare with, say, a major country like the United States when it comes to booster rates?
Well, I mean, it's a totally different situation in the United States because they've had these vaccines available for longer. So what we're talking about at the moment is this vaccine that's going to become available on the 11th of December, which is a monovalent vaccine directed at XBB. So some people in Australia are probably holding out for that. But in America, the situation is quite different because that vaccine's been available for longer. And I believe their coverage is, as it often is, quite patchy between different states and different population groups. And they've also got quite different recommendations in America that they've recommended vaccines for a much broader group of people. Yeah, I guess in many ways we are behind a lot of other countries.
And as you said, that vaccine's been available for months in the US. This seems to be a pattern that we've seen since the onset of the pandemic, that Australians are forced to wait months before these vaccines arrive. What do you put that down to?
Well, I suppose this time round we weren't perhaps expecting to get such a big epidemic heading into summer. So the US and Europe are both well ahead of us, but they were vaccinating their populations as they headed towards winter. So again, it's a bit difficult and it's a bit tricky to make the comparison. But I think as we saw this wave coming, we probably could have got these new vaccines available a bit earlier so that we could have got coverage to the vulnerable groups rolled out earlier in this epidemic.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.